President Obama turned his attention to education today. He told a Latino business group in Washington that America's long-term economic health depends on improving the way we teach our children.
It's time to expect more from our students. It's time to start rewarding good teachers. Stop making excuses for bad ones. It's time to demand results from government at every level. It's time to prepare every child everywhere in America to outcompete any worker anywhere in the world.
Education is just one of three focal points in the president's far-reaching budget proposal, along with health care and green energy. That's why some observers are asking if the young administration has stretched itself and its ambitions a little too thin. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama is just halfway through his first 100 days, and already he's steered the economic stimulus bill through Congress, hosted a White House summit on health care reform, offered a $75 billion plan to rescue homeowners from foreclosure, and oh yeah, he announced the wind-down of the Iraq War and a buildup of U.S. forces in Afghanistan. When Mr. Obama also found time this week to reverse Bush administration policy on stem cell research, Republican Congressman Eric Cantor protested to CNN, saying it's too much too soon.
Why are we going and distracting ourselves from the economy? This is job number one. Let's focus on what needs to be done. Let's take care of business first. People are out of jobs.
The president admits he'd like to be able to focus his attention on just one issue, but he told the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce this morning that's not how the White House works.
President Roosevelt didn't have the luxury of choosing between ending a depression and fighting a war. He had to do both. President Kennedy didn't have the luxury of choosing between civil rights and sending us to the moon. And we don't have the luxury of choosing between getting our economy moving now and rebuilding it over the long term.
The president has couched each of his three main budget initiatives in education, energy, and health care as vital to the nation's long-term economic success. But some ask, how can you worry about training workers for jobs in the future when the banking system is in trouble now? New York Times columnist David Brooks likened that to plotting renovations when the house is on fire. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs replied that after years of procrastination in Washington, the whole neighborhood is ready to burn.
Your analogy about the house is on fire. Which room are you going to put out first? Or are you going to call the fire department and ask them to put all of it out? Or are you going to say, you know what? We loved the living room. Start over there. And if you can, get quickly to the kitchen and next to the den. We could do that. And maybe by the time they get to the kitchen or the den, the whole house is in ashes.
Conservatives like Cantor and Brooks may be more worried about the direction the administration is taking than how fast it's moving. But even some who are sympathetic to the president's goals may wonder if he has the manpower to tackle so much all at once. After all, key cabinet departments like the Treasury are just beginning to staff up. Still, there's a sound political reason for Mr. Obama to act quickly while his approval rating is hovering near 60%. Quinnipiac pollster Peter Brown recalls that both Presidents Reagan and George W. Bush passed their signature tax cuts in their first year in office, while President Clinton's early months were consumed by the fight over gays in the military, squandering momentum that might have gone to health care reform.
So historically, President Obama's effort to accomplish in his first year as much as he can seems to be a good idea given the lesson of history. Presidents are elected with maximum political capital, and they spend it as their term goes on. The idea is to get done what they want to get done very early in their term when their political strength is at its greatest.
Mr. Obama argued repeatedly during the campaign that a president must be able to do more than one thing at a time. Of course, parts of his agenda will require congressional approval, and Congress has trouble doing even one thing quickly. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.